This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has stepped up public pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, warning he's hurting Israel and speaking candidly about come-to-Jesus conversations with the leader over the growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Despite Biden's increased displays of frustration, Israel's officials and Middle East analysts say no signs are emerging that Biden can push Israel, at least in the short term, to fundamentally alter how it's prosecuting the conflict that is entering a new dangerous phase. Biden this weekend in an MSNBC interview warned Netanyahu that an attack of Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of displaced Gazans have congregated, would be a red line and that Israel cannot have 30,000 more Palestinians dead. An effort to get aid to Gaza by sea is moving ahead, but the first ship to test the new corridor is still waiting in Cyprus with 200 tons of food. The ship was expected to leave over the weekend, but now the groups behind it said Sunday that it would leave as soon as possible. A separate U.S. Army vessel carrying equipment to build a temporary pier in Gaza is heading to the Mediterranean. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are going hungry after 5 months of war. Push for aid comes as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins Monday in much of the world. Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying that Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. The pontiff's statement was interpreted by many as a call on Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican condemned the Pope's remarks. The leader of one of Ukraine's Christian churches on Sunday said that only the country's determined resistance to Russia's